with the news. The Indonesian Ministry of Marine Affairs and Fisheries affirmed its commitment to sustainable marine management through the Blue Economy Program and Marine Special Zoning Regulation at the 10th Our Ocean Conference as part of the APEC's Oceans-related ministerial meeting held in Busan. According to the Ministry's Director General of Marine Spatial Planning, Kapitan Isriana, the regulation includes interregional zoning plans, national strategy area zoning plans, and specific national strategy area zoning plans. The Ministry of Industry continues to accelerate the downstreaming of palm oil businesses, especially for products containing beta-carotene, or pearl-vitamin A, and tocopherol, or vitamin E, to meet people's nutritional needs. According to the Ministry's Director General of Agro-Industry, Putu Juli Arbika, not many people realize that palm oil contains important nutrients such as beta-carotene, tocopherol, medium-chain triglycerides, squalene, and antioxidants, which are good to maintain body's health. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Aku ingin berhenti. Lelah.
looks incredibly beautiful. The clearness of the water makes the coral reefs under the sea visible from the surface. If you want to explore the underwater beauty of Tumba, we suggest you to rent a cottage near the mangrove forest. The distance between the village and the cottage, which is located in the middle of the sea, only takes 10 minutes by taking boat. Will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery. You can also witness the beautiful sunrise and sunset from the cottage. In addition, you can also be snorkeling from the cottage because there are various snorkeling spots near the cottage. There are also many kinds of sea creatures such as fish and starfish. If you are capable enough of doing snorkeling and diving, you can explore a 300-meter sea fan forest with a width of 3 to 6 meters. In snorkeling and diving, you can hire a guide who will help you. You can also try different experience by snorkeling at night. The beach also offers other activities for tourists, such as fishing, diving, and exploring mangrove forest. In addition, you can also enjoy the tasty and healthy food on the beach.
I'm gonna make you mine. Voice of India.
Children must manage their time to read a lot of books, articles, or information. Reading must also be a daily habit for people of Indonesia. Chandrika K. Omura Tirungo, as a young writer, has her own response on this.
There are a number of ramping blocks for privileges for the government, but specifically in literacy, Indonesia is actually the 60th country in Asia that has the lowest literacy rate, and in 60, this 60th position is due to a lot of factors, and I think a huge factor is in schools, you're not really taught to read, you're taught to listen and just do what you're told. So I think when you incorporate more reading habits or dedicating a specific time for children to read, giving them more reading materials, teaching them as if it could be an escape, not just a chore, I think that could really set a good precedent for their habits in the future.
Want to stay updated with accurate and reliable news from VOI and NRE station across Indonesia? NRE.co.id as the answer. NRE.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, delivers the latest, credible, and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay informed from a trusted source only at NRE.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
Bye.
feature called Mangrove, the Savior of Life. If you are curious as to what do you mean by Mangrove, the Savior of Life, please give this a listen.
Mangrove, or commonly known as mangrove forest, is a forest that grows above a swamp, which is located on the coastline. Mangrove forests have an important role and are very beneficial for the people around the coast and land. Mangrove forests can even become a safety belt for the mainland from the pond of the tsunami, as stated by Wayan Konantara, head of the Segara Global Tribe Joint Business Group, Murah Rai, Bali. As far as I know, the fashion of this mangrove, the fact is that in 2004, when there was a tsunami that hit Indonesia, especially Aceh, of course the impact also reached here. Coincidentally, as that pond near Wayan Tanasi in the Bahua area, Murah Rai. At that time, it was receding about 70, there was a high tide. The water was also heavy. That's real evidence that I saw. At that time, the water was as high as a mile piece in this narrow area. But it did not penetrate the mainland. It was about 4 meters high. We were also surprised at that time. Alhamdulillah, thanks. We confessed to God that the disaster did not endanger the people on the mainland, especially in Bali at that time. That's what we see. That's why the function of the mangrove forest as a food and guard the coastline of the island that we have. Evidence of the benefits of mangroves as the fortress to protect land from tsunamis is also conveyed by IU, a researcher at the National Research and Innovation Agency, BRIN. Exactly. When tsunami in Palawan, for example, we got very clear information that there was no flood in Donggala district, there were absolutely no casualties, and the damage was minimal, because the impact of the tsunami was small due to the thick mangrove safety belt there. So that's one clear proof of how this mangrove has the ability to reduce risk, reduce losses, and also reduce casualties. The existence of mangrove forests is not only as coastal protection belt from waves and seabirds, but also has economic benefits. Mangrove forest is a habitat for various types of mangrove trees and a suitable place to live for several types of fauna and flora. We have clearly felt the economic benefits of mangrove forests, where fishery resources can also be sustainable, which has an impact on the production value of the creatures of fishermen in Bahua, Murah Rai. And secondly, it turns out that the mangrove fluid that we have here can be used for processed food, means, and also several types of medicines. Besides that, with a clean and sustainable mangrove forest, the potential can also be developed into an ecotourism in the future. More or less, it is an economic value which, of course, together, we can manage well without reducing the sustainability of the mangrove forest itself. Disaster risk reduction by utilizing ecosystems is not new, but has long been abandoned. This nature-based disaster risk reduction has been defined because it provides multiple benefits, as stated by Saripa, a researcher from BRIN. Disaster risk reduction by using ecosystems or in international platforms called nature-based solutions is not a new approach for Indonesia, but has been abandoned in the last 2 decades. IBS in GDPR 2022 is strongly emphasized and even has several spatial forums. Why is it important? Because there are two benefits not only for humans, but also for biodiversity, and also for disaster risk reduction itself. If we look at it from an economic point of view, by maintaining the ecosystem for disaster risk reduction, we can save $9 from each expenditure for the development of grey infrastructure, such as a tractor. It is very profitable for this mining community with their minerals. Economic benefits are not only from resources, but also by making ecotourism, as we see in this Bahua. So the multi-benefits should be emphasized in disaster risk reduction. Disaster risk reduction should benefit all parties, not only reducing the number of people who are victims of disasters, but also economically. And this IO, as we see behind us, is an affirmation in Indonesia to continue. The existence of mangrove forests around the Bahua area, Murah Rai, allows fishermen to catch fish every day, unlike fishermen who catch fish on the high seas. We have plenty of them catches. Whereas fishermen who have worked with catches at the high seas, it is seasonal. Usually in 1 year it is for once at most. It has seasonability. While we who have mangroves, it doesn't stop. We can catch fish every day, and there's no season. Every day we can catch mangrove crabs, shrimp, and other species that is living in town operating crabs and catfish, and for the catch of the fishermen here. So, are there any rules applied to maintain the balance of nature? There is no limit to the number of fish we catch, but if the crab has a size, the size that can be caught is 250 grams, which is the lowest. Then, the other types. We have a size that fits our agreement, 2-inch nets that we use to catch other fish. If there are crabs that lay eggs and we also want to catch, we cannot take them and catch them. They must be released so that population deployment can be sustainable. Mangrove conservation is needed to maintain the sustainability of marine ecosystems. In addition, the existence of mangrove forests can prevent disasters from occurring when there is a tidal wave of seawater. According to Saliva, preserving the nature of the mangrove forest means preserving life. We are not just talking about the tsunami, we are also talking about abrasion and the cost. We have seen the reduction in coastline due to abrasion on the northern coast of Java, the loss of mangrove streams, the loss of livelihoods, the loss of living land, because the land has to retreat, because the seawater is eroding land. So strengthening the ecosystem services, such as the mangroves or the disaster risk reduction, can help. For example, in the Thousand Islands, Jakarta, while improving the mangrove communities or in small islands, still helping with living land, and also having benefits for tourist activities. As I mentioned earlier, abrasion can be overcome while the economy continues. Thus, who is responsible for disaster conservation reduction? This is very drastic. Yes, can we talk about responsibility? Actually, either it is a shared responsibility, and shared responsibility starts from the local level to the national and even global level. And that for success is synergism, or in line, so they are not mutually exclusive or not interfering with each other. Either way, what is the desire or potential that exists in the community is also in line with the provincial level policies. At the national level, it must be in line. Don't let the community feel that this has strong benefits for them, but then suddenly there are policies that do not help strengthen their awareness. On the contrary, for example, the government has a policy to conserve, but the community also has reasons, for example, to use the area for the economy. So it must be in line. As an implementarist as well as the chairman of the joint business group Segara Guna Gokocari Wahai Bali, what is the help of Wayan Kona Antara? For the community, both upstream and downstream, let's work together on how to function waste and how we do not throw garbage coming clean, which will eventually end up in this yellow forest. So that's what we hope. Let's take care of garbage together, each of us, so that the environment can be well maintained.
My colleague, and until next time, this is Unica signing off. Take care and see you soon. Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.